You are listening to Metro.
Down in the valley, in the valley so low, hang your head over your shoulder, and you can hear the four wind blow.
It's Metro. How are you? Thank you so much for being here. You'd be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us, and for that, I say thank you. If I can show you more gratitude, I truly would. Remember, you can listen to the podcast through iTunes as well. Just search MetroRadioShow.com. Don't let Steve Jobs' life be in vain. Download the podcast. Please. Today, there's a book called The Second Book of General Ignorance. Everything You Think You Know Is Still Wrong. It's by John Lloyd and John Mitchinson. They did another one of these books that floated around a couple years ago. It's all filled with useless trivia that you supposedly can go and use at a party or just annoy your girlfriend or have your dog look at you funny while you recite different pages. So this morning, take a few moments and learn some general knowledge that we can use in such situations from John Mitchinson and John Lloyd. Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Very good. I understand you guys are live from England this morning. Is that true?
That's right. We are.
What's going on in England today?
Well, it's a gray day. It's a little bit windy. Not a lot, I'd say.
Is there ever a day where it's not a gray day and a little bit windy in England?
Probably not.
We've had a little bit of an Indian summer. The last week was pretty extraordinary. Lots of sunshine.
Is that in the book? It's not always gray in England. So this book is kind of like a general knowledge book. I like it. It was kind of pitched to me as, hey, here's some cool cocktail trivia for you. And just looking at the back, some of the quick hits on it. Bats aren't blind. Frankenstein wasn't green. Napoleon wasn't short. Vikings didn't wear horned helmets. Diamonds are not the hardest substance. So this is all kinds of stuff that you think you know, but you really have no idea.
That's right. It's the kind of, that's the thing about cocktail parties, isn't it? Is that people are basically recycling the same tired old uninteresting information they did last week. And this enables them to turbocharge their conversation, to infest it with nuggets.
So they're performance-enhancing drugs for your dinner conversations, is what you're
very
saying.
Very much so. Very much so.
All right. Give me something, like, right off the bat. Say I'm going to a party tonight, and I'm trying to wow my friends, and they're all talking about their kids in preschool and talking about the economy and Occupy Wall Street. What's something I can go, hey, you know what? I was just thinking about.
Yeah, okay. How long does the mayfly live?
Well, first of all, tell me what the hell a mayfly is.
Well, it's not a fly to start with.
Okay.
And it doesn't just live in May.
Didn't the pilgrims come over on the mayfly? Isn't that what happened?
That's another great thing. I think it's in the other book, is the Mayflower, and the pilgrims didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Did you know that?
No, where did they actually land?
They landed, how far up the coast was it, John? I mean, 50 miles or something?
Yeah, quite a long way. I mean, you'd be cross if you were waiting there for them.
Yeah, so, all right, okay, how about, what's the one thing you know about the Wall Street crash of 1929? What did people do?
Oh, they jumped out their windows.
Yeah, okay. So that didn't happen, okay?
Okay.
Not one banker in 1929 jumped out of the window. There were only two people who jumped out. One was a clerk, and the other was a greengrocer who was frustrated because he couldn't get to see his lawyer, so he jumped out of the lawyer's office. It was nothing to do with the finance crash. And, in fact, the suicide rate went down in the next 6 months.
How about that?
Yeah, well, that's...
Well, there you go.
You say would have the most germs in your bathroom?
Probably my toothbrush, right?
Yeah, very good.
Okay. Is that right?
Yeah.
Ah, you got one right. I don't know what the hell a mayfly is, but I know all about toothbrush germs.
But even worse, you know what's even worse than your toothbrush? Your computer keyboard.
I'm sure.
2,500 times more germs on it than your average toilet seat. So.
Okay, so what do you get if you crack your knuckles?
I don't know.
Oh, dear.
It's arthritis, right?
The answer's not mayflies. A lot of people think you get arthritis.
Right,
If you pop your knuckles. And there's a doctor in California called Donald Unger who is 80 years old, and he was told by his mother when he was a small boy, don't crack your knuckles, Donald, or you'll get arthritis. And so for 60 years, this guy cracked the knuckles every day on his left hand, but not in his right hand one. And after 6 years, there was no difference. So he said to his mother, who was by that time long in heaven, you were wrong, Mom, you were wrong.
It's great that a guy dedicated his whole life just to proving his mom wrong.
I think that's... That's right.
We're talking to John Lloyd and John Mitchinson. They're the author of the second book of General Ignorance, Everything You Think You Know Is Still Wrong. The first book did really well. It was a New York Times bestseller. Do your wives just hate you because all you do is spew interesting facts?
We have to be careful. You know how much we perform at home.
Because I would imagine that's the dangerous of possessing this kind of knowledge. Is there's definitely a fine line where you're the really interesting guy at the party that knows a few things, till you're the dick that thinks he knows everything.
Yeah, we gave that up years ago. You know, when we go to cocktail parties, we just say things like, "Yeah, it's a grey day. It's a bit windy here." and other people tell us all these things like wombats have cubic feces and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a tough one to work into a dinner conversation.
The wombats?
Yeah, wombats have cubic feces. I don't know how past the gravy transitions into something like that.
Testosterone doesn't make you aggressive. That's a sort of easier one, isn't it?
Okay.
It gives you acne, but it doesn't make you aggressive.
Interesting. I love these. Tell me some more. I feel like we're just in story This is more story time than any kind of interview.
How do you milk a yak?
How do you milk a yak? Do they have udders? I don't know.
No, they don't, because yaks are male animals. They're like milking a bull.
That was a trick.
Yeah.
Right.
Milking a mayfly is very small because their udders are so tiny.
For the love of God, what's a mayfly?
Do you know what the fear of heights is called?
No, I don't. What is it?
Well, a lot of people say it's vertigo, don't they? Say that, but actually vertigo is just a symptom. The fear of heights is called acrophobia.
Acrophobia.
Yeah, so like agoraphobia, but acro, because from height.
Do you have any good relationship ones? We're talking with John Lloyd and John Mitchinson right now, the author of the second book of General Ignorance. What's a good one I can use on my girlfriend?
Okay, testosterone doesn't make men aggressive. It makes them friendlier. Did you know that?
Okay, so if she says, "Hey, you have too much testosterone," you're going to go, I don't.
Yeah. No, you're more friendly. They did a test in 2009 in Switzerland where they gave 120 women testosterone pills or placebos, you know, just sugar pills.
Right.
And the amazing thing was that the women who thought they'd been given testosterone, whether or not they had, all behaved really aggressively and selfishly. And the ones who had been given it, the ones who actually got testosterone, all were terribly nice.
Hey, let me ask you one real quick that I've always heard, and I've always wondered if it's true. Is it true that you burn more calories eating a piece of celery than are actually in a piece of celery?
Yes, that is true.
Is that in the book?
There's very little nutrition in a piece of celery.
Yeah, I think there's another. And this may be not such a risk, but I think the same thing happens with rabbit. If you rabbit is not hugely nutritious as a source of protein. So
it's worse if you eat rabbit.
Celery and rabbit. Not
if you eat nothing but rabbit and no vegetables, you will actually die. Doesn't matter how much rabbit you eat. And they found this in the early days of the Hudson's Bay Trading Company, is that trappers would go out into the snow, and there were rabbits hopping around all the time, but there was no vegetation, and they would feast on rabbit every day, and these guys died of malnutrition. It's terrifying.
All right, guys. Look, I could talk to you guys for, about two or three more minutes, and then it's been that is about too much, but you have to go. John Lloyd and John Mitchinson, the authors of the second book of General Ignorance. Fascinating stuff, and definitely worth learning two or three of them and to use at a party. Any more than that, and you are officially that guy, which you don't want to be. But thank you, and I hope England clears up for you a little bit.
Thanks very much.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Be good.
Bye. Cheers.
You are listening to Metro.